Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Talk about New Music Dublin. Why? Because I do. And the reason will be fairly evident very shortly. It's 17 live performances in the NCH and across Dublin from tomorrow Sunday. Am I correct, Mr. John Harris? With me, festival director and man of many pages in front of you.
On my notes. Sorry.
Good to see you, my friend. good to see you. I noticed when you, in your, where's this? I have it here now. You were talking about launching the thing and you were going to get, and you were thinking of asking an artificial intelligence bot to write your introductory piece.
Well, I did actually think about that. And do you know what? You're not the first person who's asked about me about that. Actually, yeah. It's nice. So I'm not answering any questions at all.
Well, I've news for you. A retired professor was on about this to me, Mr. Brian Donovan, M.Ed. PhD, and he tells us, that he said that he was talking about artificial intelligence. He says, the thing about it is, which you've got to understand, is artificial intelligence is artificial intelligence.
Indeed.
And therefore, I am so glad it's you and not a machine that's gone down this road. But isn't that fantastic?
Well, it is.
He's put his finger on it.
Well, he has indeed. Yeah. I also think, well, I have all kinds of thoughts about AI.
Yes.
But, I mean, the whole point about the festival is that actually, people might use AI to write their music, and there are definitely instances of that in the festival.
Okay.
I'll ask people to go to all the gigs and to guess which ones.
Yeah.
But it's all decided by humans as to what goes out there. So all of it has some sort of consequence. Because I always think with AI, there's actually no consequence for the computer.
That's right.
But for us, there certainly is. You know,
that's right. There's got to be. There's got to be.
For a computer, if the piece is terrible, it doesn't care. For a human, if the piece is terrible, you know, wow. Well,
you also want to be able to point a finger and say, it was you that did it. Not me. Exactly. Somebody else did it. Now, so look, will you encapsulate for those who still don't know what this means, this New Music Dublin? It can be almost anything.
It can be almost anything. And that is part of the problem and the joy.
Okay.
It's one of those words, when people say New Music Dublin, say, what do you mean by new music? And then I kind of veer slightly off topic and talk about something else, to be honest, because new, as soon as you define it, it dies. It's one of those things that as soon as you stick a fence around it and say, okay, this is what music is, here's the box, this is what it sits within, that's the point at which you go, oh, okay, we've actually killed it off by not allowing all the oxygen of the outside in. So it is everything. I mean, it's like one of the joys, actually, of doing this job is because there's so much coming at me. I have so much to choose from all the time. And it's just, encapsulates so much of what's going on.
This is going to sound like a weird one, but how do you choose not to put in? How is it decided? Because, okay, you're 4 days.
Uh-huh.
And what sort of time span are we talking about? What time's the start, for example?
It starts at 10 a.m. on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And it runs to about 10 p.m. on Sunday, and I think it's actually 19 live gigs.
Oh, 19.
Did a
bot write this? It says 17 here.
Well, that's, they might have got be working on old information there.
Two extra ones came in. So, okay, you have 19 of them now.
I think we're now on 19. It's just a lot of stuff. I mean, part of...
Young and old.
I'm getting old.
Young and old.
Oh, young and old. I'm getting old. Yes.
No, you're not.
Young and old. So we have Cornan Ogan Corlin. In fact, the youngest is Karen Powers Natural Creators Workshop, which takes people from the age of 2 to the age of 4.
Go away.
So if anybody has their...
What have they done?
Well, they're actually making... So Karen works with 2 to 4 year olds and then 4 to 6 year olds. And it's a workshop for them making their own music with natural resources.
This is the frog business.
This is the frog business.
Okay. This is entitled. The last time I met you, I felt this way, and it's happening again. And I don't do medication, but I feel we're on it. A frog and gecko moment from Australia.
Yes.
From Karen Parr.
And why do you have a problem with that, Martin?
Nothing at all. I've never been to the Antipodes, and therefore I am without knowledge. However, let me put it this way. Did you hear this in advance?
No, I've never heard this piece before.
But you've never heard it before?
No, but I mean, that's the whole point about new music. I mean, the clue's in the name, right? So it's like, actually, I am programming a festival where I don't even know what's going to happen half the time.
But there's new and there's ludicrous. Well,
we're all very serious
people. This is interesting. This could be... But anyway, we have a piece. So this is a frog and a gecko moment from Australia. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
That's lovely.
Are you humming along?
I'm like, anyways, the Frog and the Gecko Moan from Australia. That's Karen Parr. Did she go to Australia to record?
I think
that?
She did, and also.
But she commissioned to go to Australia.
Well, this time around, she's been commissioned to go to Antarctica.
Oh.
So Karen is one of the great travellers of the world, and her deal is actually that she, well, the way she puts it, she's bringing humans and nature together, and she does that thing that John Cage did years and years
yes.
ago, where he says, basically, you can listen to anything as music. So what she's doing in the Frog, I didn't actually, if you'd asked me, I would have said, oh, that's definitely a frog and a gecko.
Yeah.
But what you listen to it as sound and as music, and it pairs the two things together. So she went to Antarctica and has made all these field recordings.
That's
and that's part, that thing on Sunday night,
yeah.
is I think it basically puts the RTE Concert Orchestra
that's right.
alongside all these massive Antarctica recordings.
That's going to be some night.
It is going to be some night.
These... These musicians who I know and love dearly, and
indeed.
Many of them are my friends, I know are people who are used to sheet music.
Well,
and will go, well, what direction are we in now?
Well, indeed. Well, we
but they're flexible friends.
They are flexible friends, indeed. And actually, yeah. do you know what? The RTU Concert Orchestra are extremely good at handling anything that is
they there. Are, they are.
They
superb.
Are virtuous.
They are truly
so,
superb.
I mean, you're delighted to have them.
There's a few things that have a lyric link, isn't it?
They do. Indeed.
Tell us what they are.
Well, so we have two live broadcasts.
Yes.
We have on the Friday night, the NSO are going out live, I think it's 7:30, and there's a piece by Shorsha Bodley, which is Shorsha Bodley's 90th birthday, and actually, so we're celebrating that. Some people say it's a bit weird to have music that's, because it's a 1970s piece, but I always like to have something that goes, actually, this piece is really the kind of granddaddy or godfather of many of the people, of many of the people's work that's following on.
Yeah.
So actually then Anne and Amanda, who've written the premieres of the night, they're sort of standing on his shoulders, so to speak. So Anne Clear's piece is particularly enormous, because the whole Philharmonic Choir, it's the whole of the NSO. We've actually built platforms out into the audience for those to sit on, and the entire thing surrounds the audience. So if you come, you'll actually have the entire choir and the entire orchestra around you.
That sounds fantastic.
Going on. Yes, I mean, it's really quite, it's going to be huge. Friday night's just going to be huge.
Did you put this together on your own, or how did you put it?
What do you mean? Is this all my own mad idea?
Well, I'm looking for someone to point a finger at, but
Well, the joy of New Music Dublin.
Yeah.
Is that actually, whilst I am the person whose fault it generally is,
yes.
An awful lot of people come to me with an awful lot of ideas. So actually, Anne yeah. would come and say, hey, I've got this idea for doing this piece, and I am the festival director who likes to say yes.
That's fantastic.
You know, I put on my hat and I say, here we are. I like to say, obviously I can't say yes to everything because there's only a certain amount of money. We have so many partnerships in this. The whole thing is built with lots and lots of organisations and people coming together. So we have the NSO, we have RTE, in fact, Supporting the Arts, indeed. Thank you very much indeed. You know, Contemporary Music Centre, Arts Council, of course, and then all the performing groups and the musicians, they bring themselves and their resources. And it's not at all a lonely job in any way, shape or form.
Sure.
Because everybody is coming in and putting their shoulders to the wheel and making this thing happen. It's a huge partnership thing, actually.
Yeah, because I can see Karen coming in saying, have you met the gecko? I have him here with me. You, me and the gecko are doing lunch.
Exactly. I don't think she actually imported the gecko.
No, I
don't think she's actually brought it with her back from Australia. You know what I mean?
It's like, I think that's unlikely. just to say, though, about Karen, when did you say Karen is on?
Because Karen's big piece, Antarctic piece, is on Sunday.
Sunday, yes.
It's Sunday in the evening at 7:30, and that is also paired with the piece by Brett Dean, Australian composer, indeed. See, there's a connection. And
yes.
And Kevin Voland's, this new piano concerto, which is also completely wild and involves five replicants of the piano soloist being sort of shot around the hall at the same time as the piano soloist is playing. That's Isabel O'Connell is being split into bits.
Really?
Yes, this is the kind of thing we like to do.
Yeah.
And then and that's on Sunday night in the main hall. Then Karen also has two other things. She has the Natural Creators Workshop, which is doing with very young children. I absolutely love that. I mean, that really is where it all starts, as far as I'm concerned.
But now, not everybody's Irish, OK? There's people from everywhere.
Well, yes.
Funny we should say that, says you.
Indeed, but it is definitely a celebration of Irish new music making with a few things chucked in. I mean, the big importer, shall we say, is
Missy Mazzoli.
Well, Missy Mazzoli, she's obviously not, but actually we have Ensemble Moderne, who are the sort of uber contemporary music ensemble from Germany, are
yes.
coming. But they're doing a show alongside students from the Royal Irish Academy of Music.
I'm just going to say, you've a totally made up orchestra as well.
We have a totally made up orchestra.
It's just completely mad.
And actually, totally made up orchestra versus the NSO. So, totally.
Just
for the listener, to avoid for avoidance of doubt for the listeners, no one is actually administering drugs in this studio.
This is a real thing.
Real thing. Yes, a totally made up orchestra is a fever dream between me and composer Brian Irvine.
Okay.
Which we put together in 2018 for the very first festival. Do you remember that actually the Beast from the East carried off the 2018 festival?
Correct.
And if I'm really brutally honest, I was looking for things that would just actually enliven the defrosted one we put together in September.
Sure.
Which is a kind of smaller version of the original festival. And me and Brian, who regularly have these kind of conversations, a bit like you and me having, but even weirder. And he said, John, wouldn't it be great if we just had a completely open orchestra? And so we made the criteria for membership, which is any age, any instrument, any ability. So we have had people who've just started on the instrument after 6 weeks. And Brian's really interested in what happens when you actually create something from people who are just beginning, and then puts it against the kind of mastery of the NSO. So he has the extremely, you know, kind of polished, very, very heavily practiced orchestra.
Sure.
And then you have the totally made-up orchestra like concertante on the stage.
But the totally made-up orchestra, and I may hate myself for asking this, but I'm asking it, is it assumed that they will all be playing the same piece of music?
It's totally made up. So it's a lot of it's quite improvised, but it's done under Brian's direction.
So the answer is no. I think it's time for Missy Mazzoli.
It is.
sing along there. That's Missy Mazzoli. That's A Thousand Tongues.
Beautiful piece.
It is beautiful,
beautiful
piece. This is Missy Mazzoli from New York, isn't
she? She's from America, yeah.
Yeah, from America. Yeah. I just want to make one point. Just the RT Lyric FM live interview with Karen Power is at 7 o'clock, and that's on Sunday.
That's on Sunday, yes.
And that's when the whole thing starts 7 and it goes through to 9 o'clock. That's the RT Concert Orchestra. And the other one is Friday, this Friday, at 7 till 10. And that is the one. Paul Herriot will be giving us that one. Saoirse Bodley, Amanda Feary, and Claire.
It's actually me and Paul doing a double act. I'm actually co-announcing both.
Oh,
gigs.
That's
so
right.
I think actually the concert starts.
You need to dress up.
Then.
Snappy dresser.
He is. I have to look great for radio.
I'm just running that by you. Now let's talk about Matthew Shepherd.
Yes,
this is Corlin Cornan Oak. Talk to me about that. Beauty, by all
it's a fantastic piece, and actually it's really interesting. So the very last day of the festival last year, Mary Amund O'Brien, who is the conductor of Cornan Oak Corlin, she collared me on the way out of the concert hall and said, John, we have to do this piece next year. I've got this amazing idea. It's never been done in Ireland before. It's never been done with youth choir. And she's absolutely passionate about it. And, I mean, I don't know if you know the story behind it.
Tell me.
Because Matthew Shepherd was a young gay student in Wyoming, I think, in Laramie. And one night he was basically taken out, beaten, tied to a fence and left to die. And after 5 days, he died in America. And it caused a massive outrage. And there's been theatre pieces about it and documentaries and all manner of things.
Bless him.
But this piece has been all around America to Europe and mostly performed by adult choruses. And I think this is actually the first time it's ever been done by a youth choir. And just the subject matter, and, you know, people are still being killed for being gay.
Yes, they are.
And actually, it's a very current topic still. So that's really why. And there's something about... I think one of the things I really love about New Music Dublin is it gives the chance to dispel that myth that somehow new music is detached from the world and it's this academic pursuit and basically people go and do it and three people listen to it. And a huge amount of what is going on in New Music Dublin, I mean, like Karen's work in nature,
yes,
and concerning Matthew Shepherd, is deeply connected to people's lives and some of the things that are absolutely most important. So I'm enormously looking forward to it. And the choirs are great. You know, it's been a wonderful, wonderful evening, I think.
The other thing I want to say to you is... congratulations on taking a punt on this, because I think I mean it. Because I think the fact is, if there isn't a you in this, then somebody else may not be so open. And I think it's terrific to what you're doing, because I think it gives people a great opportunity to just be, as opposed to someone saying, "Oh, you can't do that." There's nothing worse than the finger pointing, saying, "Oh no, it's not that; it's this." You're letting people be completely and utterly creative.
Well,
so well done, you.
Well,
I just
thank
want
you.
To say
that is kind
no,
of,
but it's true.
That is kind of the point. I mean, the thing is, like we said at the top, you know, what is new music? I can't tell you what new music is.
Right.
I mean, it's
except it's fresh.
Well,
put it that way.
Most of it's fresh. Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. I mean, it's like that. It's like that. Essentially, what I'm doing is I'm essentially gathering what people are doing, going, "Hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. This is the thing that's going on." And I don't have a stylistic like penchant for anything.
No, but you're also not drawing a veil over someone and saying, "No. You're actually letting people do what they need to do.
I tend to. And also, as I was saying actually before we started and came on air, that actually the weird thing about this festival is I don't know what any of it's actually going to sound like before it happens. So I'm basically trying to tell people, come along to something, and I don't know what a lot of it's going to actually
right.
be like.
So what hope have you put over with anyone else? It's newmusic.com. That's if people want
that
to
is the
get
website,
the tickets,
yes,
yeah.
Indeed.
Or at New Music Dublin, hashtag NMD2023.
That's the one.
Yeah, we're all out there. Yeah, we're going to have the Considering Matthew Shepherd in a moment. John, thank you so much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure.
It's always good fun when you come in.
I love coming to this programme.
And I never know, neither of us know what way it's going to go.
Indeed, that's very true.
The story of our lives.